Welcome, one and all, to the Shenanigans, Tomfoolery, and Debauchery podcast.
Ew.
Also affectionately known, Double D, as the STD podcast. Oh. So, my name is Shit Show Shauna, and I am absolutely thrilled to introduce all of you listeners to my partner in crime for this podcast, the dazzling, the dastardly, the devious, the diva.
Thank you, Shauna, for that amazing intro. Well, as she said, I am the dazzling diva, Double D for short, or Double Dizzle for long. And in this podcast, we'll tell your stories about all of the stupid shit that you've done in life. So this podcast will feature movie-worthy scenes from your life, not the classy stuff, like from The Notebook, like, oh, I love you, oh, I love you too, but more like the cringe-worthy scenes from The Hangover. Shot, 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 shot.
Oh, yeah. Double D, I think our listeners can feel a lot better now. They can rest easy knowing that there was actually a good reason that they made all of those questionable decisions in life.
Excellent reason.
Yes. I mean, everybody can rest easy now knowing that it was all to provide us and, of course, our wonderful, amazing, fantastic, super special listeners with hours of entertainment.
Hours and hours.
And for that, dear listeners, those of you who actually go out on a limb and submit your stories, we thank you.
Thank you. Well, you know, Sean, I personally felt compelled to make this podcast because there are so many amazing, inspirational, and motivational stories out there that I feel aren't being shared.
That's bullshit.
And frankly, they won't be shared here either because this ain't that kind of podcast. But we thought it was a complete waste and totally selfish for us and others to not share all the dumb shit we've witnessed and participated in.
We're not selfish on this podcast. We don't want to be selfish.
All. No, don't be selfish. Be a giver. And if you're going to do something stupid, the least you can do is share it so the rest of us can enjoy it.
Absolutely. And you know, Double D, I kind of think of this podcast as the inverse of the old saying. You know, the one.
Wisdom drop.
I'm about to drop it for you right here. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. You know the one. I'm sure your parents told you this over the years, right? My parents certainly did. But in this case, on this podcast, it's more like if you only have nice things to say, man, we don't want to hear it.
Keep it to yourself.
Keep those things
boring.
To yourself. All right, Double D. So that's the scoop on the podcast itself. But I speculate here that our listeners, they might want to know a little bit more about who we are.
Oh, spicy.
I know, right? So tell us a little bit about who you are, you fabulous diva, you.
Okay, so I am from a big city with a small town feel. I could be a New Yorker. Bada bing, bada boom, forget about it. Or I could be from the wonderful South. Well, bless your heart. Or anywhere in between. You just take your guess. But suffice it to say, I am from a very fun place with lots of culture, entertainment, and good times.
And big secrets.
Yeah. And, you know, the good times are not like the truck stop variety with hookers and blow, but, you know, semi-wholesome good times that provide plenty of opportunities for STDs. That will be shenanigans, tomfoolery, and debauchery.
So are you telling me you're not a lot lizard? Just so I can clarify for the listeners here.
I think they need to keep listening and find out.
Scandalous.
Mystery.
Scandalous.
So I'm also currently in treatment for my dual addiction to trash reality TV and crime reality TV. So kind of a mix between Housewives and Forensic Files, like really strange things going on in my brain, but it makes for interesting conversation at dinner parties. I love it. I love trash TV. And I'm also an international traveler. And I may or may not have been a participant in pub brawls in Paris, the Caribbean, and South Africa, just to name a few. I cannot confirm or deny if I participated because I'm not sure if the statute of limitations is up in all those areas. But I was there to witness it.
When you said you were an international traveler, I thought for sure you were going to say you were an international spy.
Maybe I am, but if I were a spy, would I be able to reveal that?
No. Oh, that's true.
I see you trying to trip me up there, get me in trouble with the CIA.
You could tell me, but then you'd have to kill me.
I'd have to kill you and they'd kill me.
I think that might put a damper on the podcast.
It may murder me. So my last big hobby that I would like to reveal is chasing laughs. I always say that everything I say on this podcast will come from an intense pursuit of gut-busting laughs. And so, you know, adulting is hard. So I'm choosing to avoid it and I'm taking the easy way. And so hopefully you'll laugh too. Some of this you'll find funny and we can all laugh together.
But with adulting that, sucks.
Adulting super sucks.
Yeah.
Yes. But to preserve some of my mystique and, you know, just let it unfold in later shows, I guess that's all I'll reveal at this time. So your turn, Sean. Tell the listeners about you.
Oh my gosh, you made yourself sound like a delicate flower. I'll let it unfold over time. I'm so proper. All right, Double D. So, you know, I think that one of the reasons that this podcast is so amazing is because we are so different. We really are.
Completely, yes.
Yeah. So I came from a very small town. Okay. I think 5,000 people. And I don't mean 5,000 people that's on the outskirts of a big city. I mean remote 5,000 people.
Like Juneau?
Well,
did I guess
something?
It?
You did not. You did not. Okay. But it's not far off. That's an excellent guess, as a matter of fact. And actually, similar to what it would be like to grow up in a place like Juneau, it was function over fashion. So I definitely do not align with you on the reality TV shows and things of that sort. I grew up playing outside in the snow, in the mountains. You know, there was nothing fashion involved. So a lot of
not very fashionable chasing that whale blubber. So I get it.
yes. Wrestling the whales into submission.
Exactly. Listen,
yeah. I do have Popeye forearms though, as a result. A few little tidbits about myself. My favorite things in life are queso. Yes.
Yum.
The delicious gooey goodness that is melted cheese at Tex-Mex restaurants. I know, it makes me hungry too. And then vodka martinis.
Oof.
Yeah, can't forget those. Makes my mouth water more so than the queso even. So those are a couple of my favorite things. And also, I think it's important to note at this point for the listeners that I'm also a big fan of dad jokes and puns. I know. Insert groans here, folks. You're going to get them. It's inevitable. You know, what can I say? I have a very childish sense of humor. I'm very, very easily amused, which works out well for you, Double D.
It absolutely does.
Some of my favorite movies to really illustrate this point, The Three Amigos, Caddyshack, Spaceballs, Half-Baked.
Classics.
Classics. And definitely there are people who are listening right now who are rolling their eyes and going, no, that's not even humanly possible. How does one person like so many ridiculous movies? That's me.
It's possible. It's possible. Yeah. You're a witness.
That's right. So one thing to mention to the listeners, because you will notice this as we go through the episodes of this podcast, I like to say that I have the memory of a goldfish. I cannot remember anything. Double D is here as my support system and my accountability partner. So
yeah, I'm here.
So thanks
here
for that,
for
Double D. Thanks for that.
So, well, I think that's all the pertinent information they need for now. You've been pretty revealing, but why don't you go a step further? Give us a quick reveal and tell everyone about your biggest STD moment, i.e. the dumbest thing you've ever done.
Yes, you're right, Double D. That is in keeping with the spirit of this podcast. I think that is a justified and very valid question. I will say it is a long and very distinguished list of all of the really dumb things I have done. I want to save the best for the podcast, so I'm not going to go into too much detail right now. And I don't want to legally implicate myself at this point.
Exactly.
That would be a real bummer if I ended up in jail before the podcast even got started, right?
Exactly.
But just to give the listeners a glimpse, while we're talking about things like naked beer slides, attempting to steal a street sweeper, which I would not recommend to anyone. Yeah.
Okay.
Bad move there. They don't move very fast. I'm not really sure. There may have been drinking involved in that incident.
Man, that's a hell of a getaway car you chose.
Yeah, but you notice that I said attempted, right? Didn't get very far on that one. So, other things, shaving my head. That was amazing. It was very freeing, liberating. I felt I didn't have to wear a swim cap anymore. It was amazing.
Exactly.
jumping out of airplanes, jumping out of tram cars. And one that I'm going to just kind of set out as a teaser right now that I'll actually talk more about in one of our episodes is trying to be a human puck on a shuffleboard table. So.
Lee, what the hell?
Oh, yeah. No, you haven't heard the story either. That's the way these episodes work. When we break out a story, you haven't heard it yet.
Yes. I love it.
And there's so many more. Frankly, it's honestly a miracle that I'm still alive, Double D. So
I'm thinking that. Yeah. Miracle.
I am a miracle. You're talking to a miracle right now.
Walking miracle. Yeah.
Bless you, my child. Bless you. All right, Double D, those are the tidbits that I'm going to lay out for listeners right now. Yeah. What about you? Tell us about your STD moments.
I have a few. I'll give you a little brief overview. There was a time I accidentally stole the new plants from my office. You know, they were switching out the plants. They said we could take the old ones. And I was like, hey, these don't look too bad. Wow, that's
You're
very
such
generous.
A criminal.
Yes. And I was like, oh, oops, I took the new one. So that was awkward. And then trying to sneak them back into the office without being discovered.
Don't you hold back on us. You give us the goods.
I'll give it all. I will give it all. Then there was a time I was trying to get extra servings of communion wine and ended up getting locked in the church. But now let me clarify that I am Baptist. And Baptists drink, but we pretend like we don't. So our communion wine is actually grape juice. So it's so terrible. I wasn't even trying to get extra liquor. I was just thirsty and wanted an extra shot of Welch's and ended up getting locked in the church. So that's the way my life goes. It's just one mishap after another.
An episode associated with that? Or can I ask a question?
You may ask a question, my child.
Thank you. So how long were you locked in the church?
Oh, it wasn't long. It was maybe about 30 minutes before they discovered I was missing. But 30 minutes inside of a dark church with like crucified Jesus staring at you it's like 30 days, honestly.
Wow. That
is not a fun trip.
A lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure. Yeah.
I bet you got your head on straight in that 30 minutes.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, 30 minutes intense shaming and judgment by Jesus. Oh, you're going to walk a straight and narrow after that.
Don't worry, listeners. We're not going to give you that on this podcast.
No.
All right. So, Double D, there are so many things that I love about this podcast. You know, there are so many of us who have made just absolutely, I'm not going to call them bad decisions. I'm going to call them questionable decisions.
I would say questionable, definitely.
Right. Because every decision seems like the right decision at the time.
Yes.
So we've all made some questionable decisions in the past, and they make for the best stories and the best entertainment. And really, I do feel like we would be doing a huge disservice to the world if we didn't share these stories.
Huge. I mean, who are we to keep these great stories from the world?
Unacceptable. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So what do we want from our listeners? What do we want them to do?
Oh, well, if they want to share their stories, they can send us an email at stdpodcaststory@gmail.com.
Absolutely.
Please send us your stories. And we'd like to protect the innocent here. So we give everyone in your stories an alias, you know, like the fake name you use when you go to the club, minus Caramel. So that's the name I use.
Oh, now you just outed yourself. You've got to come up with another one.
Oh, I did. Now I have to get a new fake name at the club. No.
I think we go with Emerald. Emerald.
Emeril, yes, yeah. But I will say this is probably the only time anyone will ever hear someone say, awesome, that there is no cure for this STD. I guarantee you, you will not hear that in casual conversation. But people will always continue to do stupid shit. And as long as they do, we'll continue to tell their stories. So where should they follow us?
Listeners, please follow our podcast wherever you're getting your podcasts to make sure that you don't miss any of these amazing shenanigans, tomfoolery, or debauchery that's in front of you. So tune in, listen up, and keep doing stupid shit. Don't forget to tell us about it. We want to hear about it.
We want to hear all about it.
All right, listeners, we'll see you in the episodes.
Bye.